Hey, it's Jeffrey. Welcome to Studio Cast. Cue music. Aren't we going to... You should just sing.
Why don't you sing? I will not be singing on this podcast. That's a totally different...
You're the one that likes karaoke.
That is not singing. That is doing karaoke.
That's nothing.
Which is a different verb from singing. Okay? I do karaoke,
it's
but I don't
a verb.
Sing.
I like that.
It is a verb.
Okay.
But let's talk today about
summer
fun.
Summer loving. Summer fun.
Summer loving. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Summer fun in Washtenaw County.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, Jeffrey, this was a topic that you had tossed out like, hey, you know what? We're in the middle of the summer. It's probably not a bad idea to talk about things that are going on in the county that we like to
do.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. So...
Well, I'll tell you what triggered this.
Yeah.
Because our studio is here in this bright city of Ann Arbor. And this is Art Fair Week.
Yeah.
And what happens during Art Fair Week every single year?
There are two choices.
There's two choices to this, right? Sarah,
okay.
What's the first one?
Thunderstorm.
Or?
99 degree temperatures.
Stupid heat. Yes.
There you go. And so yesterday when the tornado warning, I'm actually on a phone call with a client on speaker.
Oh.
And the siren goes off and she's like, should you be on the phone with me?
No. It's okay. It's just art fair.
This is part of the course.
Yeah, right.
But it got me thinking. Yeah, art fair is the third week in July in Ann Arbor when a half a million people come into Ann Arbor.
That's right.
And spend gobs of money on really pretty cool art.
Mm-hmm.
Retail and everything else. And it got me thinking, what are all the other cool things and why shouldn't we share those with our listeners on things that we like?
I agree.
And so, my topic.
Well, leading up to Art Fair, though, is the Summer Festival, a.k.a. Top of the Park. And when I was a teenager growing up in Ann Arbor, and my husband was a teenager, and we were teenagers, running around town, it was called Top of the Park. And I think people have forgotten why. Because it was... Oh, go ahead. Jeffrey's raising his hand. You know.
It's on top of a parking structure.
It was. The whole event was held at the upper level of the Power Center parking structure. They had movies and a few food stands and, you know, like, I don't know, just people running around having a good time and jugglers and the like. And it has just grown into the Summer Festival, which, I mean, it's just so much fun. Now there's concerts in the street and performances.
Do they still call it Top of the Park at all? Because it's not even in a park.
Do they? That's a good question. But if you're coming to town and it's Summer Festival and you want to throw down like you are an OG townie, use Top of the Park and everybody around you will be impressed.
Street cred.
Ann Arbor street cred.
You don't know Top of the Park?
What about you, Todd? What have you guys been doing this summer?
So what we have been doing, not just this summer, but in summers past here in Washtenaw County is, I cannot lie, we love hitting the strawberry fields, the blueberry fields, and picking just like amazingly fresh fruit.
You pick.
And I know that sounds odd. You're like, well,
just
you know,
the letter U.
Exactly.
The letter U.
It's the hand brushed sign that you see by the side of the road.
Those are the best.
U-PIC. They forgot the K for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Cost more.
But we have a favorite. So where we live in Washtenaw County, we are a stone's throw from a place called Rose Produce Stand. Mm-hmm. And Rose Produce does hands down the funniest email, number one, to let you know what they've got available for picking in that particular week, what has ripened to the point of being picked, like strawberries. Maybe it's green beans that are ready to be picked. But it's one of the funniest emails that we get on a regular basis as a family. This year, my lovely bride picked 25 pounds worth of strawberries, and I was able to take some of those strawberries and make a nice little after-dinner drink with that. So that's kind of what we like to do in our family, is get out there and you know, get sunburnt and get some nature underneath their
produce.
Fingers. And,
So you take strawberries and you turn it into booze. Is that what you're saying?
Well, we put the strawberries in booze.
Well, I just bought some French vanilla ice cream to go with the Fregoli. I cannot wait to try it.
So for those following along, my family makes something called Fregoli, which is an Italian after-dinner liquor. And literally, it's a simple thing. I'm happy to walk through. I apologize for that. But we have a very simple recipe. You take Everclear, and everyone just choked when they heard that, and you dump your strawberries in the Everclear for 3 weeks or so. And then you add a simple syrup to it after the 3 weeks. You bottle it, throw it in the freezer, and it's just a delightful drink. It's great for the summer.
So, do you give the strawberries some Advil after the fact? And like,
I love that the Waller's favorite summer activity is summer booze.
No. It's the fruit. You don't do a whole bunch of other things with the fruit, too.
No, it's great.
So I did mention art fair, not because it's my favorite summer activity. But it is a cool summer activity. And Sarah, maybe you can talk more about the whole detail of that. One of my favorites, and sadly it didn't happen this year because of all the darn road construction, is the rolling sculpture.
The rolling sculpture car show.
And we, Michigan's a car town, Detroit's a car town, but this is our own little version. In Detroit, they have the Woodward Dream Cruise.
That's right.
Which are vehicles rolling up and down streets and parked on the side of the road.
Right.
This is parked downtown.
Yeah.
It takes up maybe about 6 blocks of downtown. And it is some of the most beautiful cars, vintage and otherwise, but mostly vintage, that you can walk, get up close and personal to. Our fun thing to do, because a lot of the restaurants downtown get their outdoor seating happening, is book way in advance because you know when it's going to happen, and you get an outdoor reservation for dinner, and it's almost like your landing spot.
Right.
Because you can sort of have cocktails, and maybe you, or part of your party goes and takes in one block of it, and you come back, you have appetizers, you kind of spend the whole evening there. But
it's great.
I love it because I love eye candy of that type, and
that's awesome.
That's my favorite.
So I remember you mentioned that to my family a while back, and I remember walking the rolling car fest with the boys a few years back. It was wonderful checking out some of these beautiful older classic vehicles that had been very well cared for, but then there were some really hot new cars that were kind of there too. So it was fun to walk around with the boys at the time and kind of reminisce and think about the cars that Papa had driven, for example, their grandfather. So
they'll have it next year. The roads are all...
Yeah, they'll do it.
Yep.
They did do something up and down Jackson Avenue this year because my kids had a gig at one of the auto places on the Auto Row on Jackson Road, where the Auto Mall, that's right, where all the car dealerships are lined up in Ann Arbor. Well, there's a couple things that our family never fails to do in the summer, and they're simple but just good fun. One is to go to Rolling Hills Water Park in Ipsy.
Yep.
They missed their chance to go with their cousins this year, and that's in Ypsilanti Township over by near where Wired's Orchard is.
Yep.
It's a county park, I think.
Part of the Washtenaw County Parks.
And it's a really great outdoor water park. It has gotten better every year. It's clean.
Yep.
It's well maintained.
They
have the wave pool.
Yes.
They have several water slides. I mean, that's just always a good time. And, as far as water parks go, it's not huge.
Yeah.
And there isn't ever really a big line. I mean, we've never been turned away or had trouble getting into it. So Rolling Hills is definitely one. And then the other thing that we always try to do at least once a year is just go to Gallup Park off of Huron Parkway. And just get a canoe.
Yep.
And just canoe up and down. I mean, obviously there's a lot of boaters in our area. If you are a boater, I mean, canoe or kayaking, I should say, in you will just love our area, right? Because I mean, there's the trail to trail is not only a bike trail, walking trail, driving trail. It's also now, an entire boat trail from one end of the county to the other. But for people who maybe that's not their number one hobby, just to go out there to Gallup Park and rent a boat for a couple of hours with your family is just such a nice little fun summer activity, and we never fail to do that. So I have a question for you guys: are you a Washtenaw Dairy fan or a Blank Slate Creamery fan?
We gotta
have dueling artisan ice cream here.
I'm gonna throw the curveball because I love Go Ice Cream.
Go Ice Cream, downtown Ipsy.
Downtown Ipsy, Go Ice Cream. It's right off of a little. Washington goes north south through downtown Ipsy, north off of Michigan Avenue there.
Yeah.
And there's a little alleyway that's got Go Ice Cream.
Yeah, that place is adorable. We love it.
They use locally sourced things like ingredients. It's amazing. Mm. And I will tell you, if they ever have the lemon blueberry crumble ice cream in stock, you have to have that.
Yeah, that's a great little
spot. Gets you right behind the ears, and you got that nice sweet kick of the blueberries in there. So good.
What do you think?
I'm going to say that I'm a Washtenaw Dairy.
Okay.
Because I'm sort of an OG purist. Give me Rocky Road, give me Chocolate Chip Mint, give me any Blank Slate is a little too like, we've got lavender and caramel.
But I was going to say their lavender honey is probably my favorite ice cream. But props to Washtenaw Dairy. They have been around a long time, and they support a lot of local causes, too. I'm not saying Blank Slate doesn't, but I know that Washtenaw Dairy has supported so many of our fundraisers over the years.
Well, and I think the important part here is there's no wrong answer, honestly.
There you go.
There really is great local flavors.
So are you saying I scream, you scream,
we all scream
for ice cream that they're playing.
And you know what, though? That's so much better than I cuss, you cuss, we all cuss for asparagus, so...
Okay. Well, anyway,
That derailed.
I think that is about a wrap-up here.
Yeah.
So the one last thing I would throw in there, only that I just recently learned about it, and it would become top of the list here very shortly. The end of July, Chelsea does something called Sights and Sounds. And the only reason I know about it, unfortunately, now, is it was last night was the opening night. Tonight that we're recording this is the second night of it.
Yep.
And they literally have a, I forget what it's called exactly, but if you walked into the Ugly Dog Distillery, for example, and you got yourself a nice old-fashioned, you can walk out into the street up and down the sidewalk.
An open carry?
Yes.
Here's Todd with the booze cruise again.
Well, if we're going to mention that, we should mention the Celtic Fest in Saline,
which has a similar outdoor, you know, just a party atmosphere in the streets. That's really great, too. Have you been to the Celtic Fest in Saline?
I have. And it sounds like we're going down this path of, like, and we go to every drinking event.
No. But the live music is always great.
Yes.
The shops always get into it, and they have specials, and there's artists in the street and craft shows, and which I'm a sucker for a craft show. Any craft show, I just love it.
Well, and the municipalities of Washtenaw County do a really good job at some point during the year of highlighting what neat little downtown areas they've got. Chelsea, Dexter, Saline, Manchester, Ipsy, they've all got a unique thing that goes on.
Right. So summer in the 48 zip code is pretty hot.
Pretty fantastic.
Pretty lit. Yeah.
Cool.
It's not bad.
Yay!
Solid. Thanks for joining us here as we walk through some of the fun things to do in Washtenaw County in the summertime.
This is Jeffrey Post. The Studio Cast is brought to you by Studio 48 at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Snyder & Company Realtors. This podcast has been handcrafted, kind of like a craft cocktail, but without olives and a twist, and not in front of a live studio audience. Any advice given is free to use, and you should only attribute it to Studio 48 if you find it wildly successful. Cheers!